Griffith and his Republican colleagues have been saying it for years. The Democrat-controlled Senate had defaulted on its responsibility in failing to pass its budget version. That's now happened for the first time since 2009. Griffith's take on the two versions.
They're going to rely on taxes. We're trying to do things over time by cutting spending and getting our fiscal house in order. And our budget will balance after 10 years. Their budget has no balance date in the future at all.
But Griffith says even if the House and Senate can't reach a compromise agreement on everything, there are probably many areas where they can agree.
There's a much better chance of getting it worked out now that we will have some idea what the Senate wants, since in the last 4 years they didn't tell us.
Griffith says it may involve some old-fashioned horse trading that's not always pretty and doesn't make everyone happy. But there's at least a much better chance now of agreeing on something. Evan Jones, WFIR News.